Okay, turn to Daf Pei Hey Amid Beis. We're not going to read the Mishnah. What did he say?
No, he's looking for a Gemara. He was looking for a Gemara.
A Gemara Yuma.
Yuma.
Maybe you could borrow Barron's for a few minutes.
If you sit next to me over here, we can squeeze you in.
So the Mishnah says, if you recall, that Misa v'Yom HaKippur mechaprim matshuva, and the Gemara interprets that according to Rebbe, that it means that Yom HaKippur is mechaprim without tshuva, and tshuva in these cases needs Yom HaKippur. So as we said, it would seem that according to Rebbe at least, Yom HaKippur is superior and more powerful as a mechaper than tshuva. Again, we saw the Tosi Shanim reinterprets it, and so forth and so on. Now, if you count up from the bottom of the page on Pei Hei Amid Beis, three lines and change. Visriach. Right? Tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos al esei v'al los aseh. So the Gemara asks the following question. Hashto al los aseh mechaperes. If the Mishnah would have just told us that tshuva is an independent mechaper and achieves a full kapar as far as the los aseh is al esei miboy, is there any need to teach me anything about an esei? We know that a los aseh in comparison to an esei is more chomer, is it not? So why did the Mishnah feel compelled to tell me about an essay? It could have left it to my imagination, to my logical conclusion, with a kal v'chomer. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yehuda, we're back to Rav Yehuda again, Hachi Kamar, al essay v'al los aseh shenitak li essay. We have a concept of a los aseh hanitak li esei. The law is that for any violation of a los aseh, you violate a los aseh and you chayv what? Malkos. There are various exceptions to that rule, one category of which is a lav hanitak li esei. The Torah spells out how you have to rectify the los aseh if and when you violated the los aseh. For example, in Shiluach HaKan, you're not allowed to take the mother bird while she's
not allowed to take the babies.
Right, I'm saying you're not allowed to take the babies while the mother bird is hovering over the babies.
Or the eggs.
Correct?
Yeah.
Or the eggs. What happens if you violated that? So the Torah says, Shaleach to Shalech Esa'im. So that's called a lav hanitak li'ese. What's unique about a lav hanitak li'ese? You don't get malchus. So the Gemara thinks,
but isn't mentioned over there.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay, but it's a lav hanitak li'ese. And there are many other examples. For example, los asiru menabad boker nosar asiru menabosar veishti sarf, you have to burn it. Or los sigzol, the Gemara says, hoshit tishive. There are many cases, I just quoted one case, but the principle is that you don't get malchus, and therefore the lav has no extra chumra above and beyond the essay. In other words, the Gemara's premise, which I found to be fascinating, is that we can equate a losasa with an essay if that losasa does not engender what? Malkot. Isn't that fascinating? I would have said that even if it's a lav hanitak l'essay and there's no malkus, it's still more severe than an essay. But the Gemara doesn't assume so. So the Gemara asks the following. Ve'al losasa gomur, what are you implying now? That when the Mishnah says losasa, you have to qualify that. It's only a case of what? Of a lav hanitak li'esei without malchus. What about a lotase gomur, a real classical lotase, which incurs malchus, lo? Are you telling me that tshuva alone would not be powerful enough to engender, to achieve kapara? Ureminu, but I have a question. From a brisa, it says Eluhain Kalos. The brisa is going to qualify what the Mishnah means when it distinguishes between Kalos and Chamuros. And what does the brisa say? is kalos. And here we're going to turn to Amud Bey to pay Vav and Aleph. Kalos is asay velosase chutz milotisa. Right? So you're on the top of pay Vav and Aleph. This brisa says that kalos includes essays and all losases, with the exception of one losase that is in a category of its own. And what category is that? What case is that? Lotisa. Because in the parasha of Lotisa, what does the Torah say? Lo yinake. That God will not forgive. And it's al shilashim for the whole bit. So Lotisa is a lav chamur, and therefore it's classified as chamuros, meaning that tshuva alone is insufficient, you'll need Yom Kippur. Mashma, that anything lower than Lotisa, including all lavim, even a lav sheish b'malkus, is subject to the kapara power of tshuva. Okay, so tshuva is not enough, in which case of a lav? Losisa. But any losase gomur, which is lower on the totem pole, less severe than losisa, because in losisa it says lo yinake, would be subject to the automatic independent mechaper of tshuva. So the Gemara says, you know what? Let's reinterpret this braisa. Losisa. Add three words. V'chol didamila. It's not because lo sisa is unique. It's not because of the lo yinake that the Torah writes with regard to shvu ashav. But the brisa means any lav, and lo sisa is just one example of a lav. Now, by the way, lo sisa, even though it involves dibur and not a maisa, nevertheless, it incurs malchus. So Losisa was chosen by the Brisa as a paradigm of a lav that engenders malchus. And any lav that engenders malchus is tshuva alone is not going to be mechaper. Tshuva will have to be accompanied by what? By Yom Kippur. Now, it's a little bit odd that the Brisa, in order to convey this message and tell us that Yom Kippur could only be that tshuva alone could only be mechaper on a losa, said that it has no malchus, it chose to tell you chutz milosisa. Right, so that we have to study. Why did the Brisa choose losisa? But in any event, losisa now becomes a paradigm for all lavim in the classical sense, a lav gomer sheish bo malchus, and a process of tshuva would not be sufficient to atone for a lav gomur sheyesh bo malchus. What fascinates me about this sugya is the Gemara sees malchus, understands that malchus is your barometer, your koveah for the chumras avera. I don't know. You know, you could have said that, okay, there's no malchus. Maybe that's a technical reason for there's no malchus. The Torah says you can rectify the lav. Or the Torah says there's no azhara because azhara misses bezdan. I mean, there are many cases where you don't get malchus for technical reasons. I don't know if therefore that puts the... I think what the Gemara is saying is something different. I mean, again, I hope you don't mind that you're the jury today. I just want to throw out a svara. You can either take it or throw it out. I believe that the Gemara is saying not that malchus is a barometer for the chumras avera. I don't know that that's the case. You could have a technical reason, but that the onesh malchus, when it applies, suspends the kapara until you have malchus. The chiddush of the Gemara is that Yom HaKippurim as a mechaper could substitute for malchus. Tshuva alone won't cut the mustard. You need tshuva plus malchus, or tshuva plus Yom HaKippurim. For example, when they implemented malchus, you remember they did it in three sets of 13, right? 13 lashes and another, and three sets of 13, right? And in each set, as they gave the malka, what did they recite? So hu rachum yechaper avon, which has 13 letters in it, 13 words in it. So it means that the nilke has to accept upon himself the tshuva, the kapara process of malchus, and that's what he does with each hakor. So what I'm suggesting is that when the Torah said that this particular avera engenders malchus, you ate a piece of chazer treif and now you get 39 lashes, what the Torah is saying is that your kapara process is incomplete. It will only be clinched through this onesh. I mean, mashal amad dover dover, let's say a rotzeh peshogek. He can do all the tshuva in the world and he won't achieve kapara. How does he achieve kapara? It's a two-stage process. Firstly, he has to run into what? The Eir Miklat, right? He has to go into Golos. He literally leaves his house, his family, his home, his hometown. And number two, even that's not enough. He went into Golos. He needs another bit. And what's the clincher? The Misa of the Kohen Gadol. So you see that the Torah says that in certain cases your avera is so severe that the Torah is going to say you need certain onshim, and without those onshim, your kapara is suspended. And I'm suggesting now that maybe the Gemara understands that malchus is a precondition to kapara. The chiddush of Yom HaKippurim is that Yom HaKippurim somehow could substitute, at least as far as the mechaper is concerned, for malchus. Now, I'm not saying, Rabbi Ose, please don't misunderstand me, that if you know the Beis Din didn't get a chance yet, lo espiku, to Lal Koso, so until after Yom HaKippurim, that therefore he's potter for malchus. I mean, we did see a svara like that by Hashem Tolu, but not by malchus. The answer is there are two dimensions to the Onesh Malchus. One is a chiyuv on Beis Din to implement the Onesh Malchus, and that's irrelevant to Kapara. He achieved Kapara, he's the Tzadik Hadar now, he did all the tshuva and all the Yom HaKippurims in the world. He has Kapara, but nevertheless, Beis Din has to implement those Onshim. So for example, if a person is Chayv Kares, or a person is, right, a person is Chayv Kares, so if he does tshuva and he achieves Kapara, Kadosh Baruch Hu can waive his Kares, because that Kares is Beis Din Shalmata, Beis Din Shalmala. But when it comes to an Onshim Beis Din Shalmata, like Malchus, like Mammon, like Misa, he can do all the tshuva in the world. Hashem accepted his tshuva. His kapara is absolutely complete, but there's still a chiyuv on Beis Din to implement that punishment. What I'm suggesting is that there's another dimension to the punishment of Malchus, and that changes the law of a mechaper. It impinges on the koach hamechaper. And therefore, even though you did tshuva, and had you done tshuva for a lav anita klase or a lav shebichlolos, etc., where there is no malchus, the tshuva would be enough, sufficient to achieve complete kapara. But here, when the Torah says that you need malchus because you violated chazer treif, then the Torah is also stating that your kapara is incomplete.
Right.
His kapara and his tshuva will not affect. I still think it wouldn't make any difference, because if we were Edom and Asra, then Beis Din is chayv v'shoftu Eda to judge this person and issue a psakti. Toshma. Now let's take a look at the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kolshu milo sisa ulamata tshuva mechaperes milo sisa ulamala tshuva tola v'yom HaKippurim mechaper. Now, it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, every lav is considered lower on the totem pole than lo sisa, even if it has malchus. Correct? So, if that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is that a lav gomur, despite the fact that it engenders a chiv malchus, since it's lower than lo sisa, if we understand Rabbi Yehuda in that way, tshuva alone would be mechaper, even without Yom HaKippurim? So the Gemara answers, no, you misunderstood Rabbi Yehuda. When Rabbi Yehuda said, chutz milo sisa ulamata, lo sisa v'chol d'domile, any lav gomur that engenders malchus, is that's like lo sisa, and since it's equivalent to lo sisa, tshuva alone will not be mechaper, you need tshuva plus Yom HaKippurim. The only time that tshuva will work alone without Yom HaKippurim is a lav she'ein bo malchus. Good, so now we were able to push into Rabbi Yehuda this sheet of the Gemara that a lav gomur is considered an aver chamura, and tshuva alone will not be mechaper. Toshma, but look at this price. You won't be able to fit it into this price. Lefi shenemar b'chorev tshuva. In chorev, meaning after the egel, when Moshe Rabbeinu was up on the mountain of chorev, and Bnei Yisrael were worshipping the egel. And Moshe had to go back up to the mountain, if you remember, another 40 days, a second time up Mount Chorev, in order to pray on behalf of the kapara of Bnei Yisrael. And it says, V'nake, the Torah says that through tshuva, Bnei Yisrael were able to be mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. Yachol says, V'raisa aflo sisa imohen. What about if someone violates a lav of Shua Shek and Shua Shav, and would the violator be able to achieve kapara through tshuva alone? Talmud Lomar Lo Yanake. So with regard to the Chet HaEgel, it says Vinake, and with regard to Lo Sisa, it says Lo Yanake. Yochel af shar chayve lavim came. Should we assume that all chayve lavim are similar to lo sisa? Meaning, if they have malchus, and therefore lo yanaka would apply to every lav. Talmud lomar, the pasuk says, es shmo. So let's read the whole pasuk. It says, es asher yisa es shmo lashov. There are two extra words here, es shmo. Ishmohu Dieno Menaka, if he violated the name of Hashem, then tshuva alone will not be sufficient. Aval Menaka Sharla Chayve Lavim, even a lav Sheishmo Malkus, even a lav Gomur, if he does tshuva, then he will achieve Yanaka. So here clearly the Brisa maintains that every single lav Gomur is subject to the Mechaper of tshuva alone, even without the admixture of any other Mechaper. Against the Brisa that we saw in Rabbi Yehuda, and against what we assumed in the original Brisa that we quoted here at the bottom of Amud Aleph going on to the top of Amud Beis going on to the top of Peivav Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says, Tanoihi. Indeed, this is a Machlokes Tanoim. And there are two different shitas in the Tanoim. The shita, this brisa of Lefish and Emer B'chorev, is that all lavim, even though they engender malchus, are subject to the mechaper of tshuva alone. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda and the brisa we're about to present now is that all lavim have the same status as Lo Sisa, and tshuva alone without Yom Kippur will not be mechaper. Disanya alma tshuva mechaperes. When is tshuva alone a mechaper, in engenders kapara? Is al esei valosase shenitak li esei, only on losase that has the same status and the same chumra as an esei, because there is no malchus. For example, we gave the example of shiluch hakan, of gzela, and so forth. The alma tshuva tola, in what case is a tshuva insufficient and it needs Yom Kippur Mechap, the clincher of Yom HaKippurim? So tshuva tola, I think the word tola means it protects him, but it doesn't grant him kapara. The clincher, which is the complete kapara, is through Yom Kippur. Al krisos, v'al mises bezdin. So here's a clear-cut distinction between all lavim and lo sisa. Or, if you will, all lavim, which engender malchus, and a lav sheish bo kares, or a lav sheish bo misa. And to be clear, he says, v'alosa se gomur, that tshuva is mechaper on a losa se gomur. So let's just summarize. We have the first brisa and this last brisa interpreting Rabbi Yehuda as saying that any lav gomor sheish po malchus is ein tshuva mechaperes. We have the brisa of Toshma lefni shenemar bechorev tshuva, that tshuva is mechaper on all lavim, even if the lavim engender malchus. How does this compare to Sarah Mishtaleach? Sarah Mishtaleach the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Milchus Shuvah Halacha Beis, we saw it yesterday, is mechaper on kalos. And kalos includes all what? All lavin, even a lav gomor. So that this price of lifi, shenemar b'chorev, equates tshuva with sarah mishtalech. Because tshuva is mechaper for all lavin. So too, sarah mishtalech is mechaper for all lavin. The only exception, both in the case of tshuva and in the case of sarah mishtalech, is what? Is lo tisa. However, the Rambam Paskins in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid that tshuva is not mechaper on lavim. Tshuva is only mechaper on esim. Now, is he passing like Rabbi Yehuda and like the first and last brisa that every lav is considered dumya de lo sisa and tshuva alone will not be mechaper? You need Yom Kippur. This is going to engender our question: what's the difference between sarah mishtaleach and tshuva? So let's just summarize. In the case of the brisa of Lefi Shenemar B'chorev Tshuva is Yenake, Venake, is that brisa would maintain an absolute equation between the Tshuva, the Kapar power of Tshuva and the Kapar power of Seir Mishtalech. And everything is smooth. I'm very, very happy. And we would say that since the Torah imposes Malkus, is that doesn't change the nature of the Isur. With Malkus, without Malkus, we're still in the ballpark. And then we could apply our principle that Kares is Venichrisa and takes you out of the Mechaper of the Tzibur. But if we paskin, as the Rambam does, that with regard to Tshuva, Rabbi Yehuda is correct, or the Brisa that says called the Domilet, that means that every Lav Gomor, because it engenders Malkus, is considered what? Is considered minachamuros, and tshuva alone is not mechaper. That's where the Rambam passes. The way the Rambam passes, then we have a fundamental distinction between sarah mishtaleach and tshuva, and that's a tzorah for Yigal. Why is sarah mishtaleach more chamur than tshuva? And we saw that according to the Rambam, if he doesn't do tshuva, the sarah mishtaleach might not be mechaper on chamuros, on chayvei krisus, but it is mechaper on kalos. And that was the question that we asked yesterday. Okay, Rabosai, we'll stop here. And if you're interested in learning Chumash, then